100 kindergarten through 5th grade students attend the 21st Century program at J.H. Gunn Elementary in East Charlotte. Mae Bennett ushers her 5th graders to the cafeteria.
All right, next song, let's rock and roll.
It's snack time, and instead of the usual fare, because Bennett students are graduating, she's treating them to pizza.
Who else? Pepperoni.
Bennett, the program's lead teacher, is proud of what her students accomplished this year.
We started out slow, but we knocked it out with a bang. We started out, they didn't want to do homework because we do 45 minutes of homework. But with the consistency of being consistent with it, homework is second to nature to us. Now they love doing homework.
But not everybody.
I love homework.
I hate homework.
The students get lots of help with their homework. They play games, work in the computer lab, learn about conflict resolution, and take trips to museums, theaters, and colleges, things many of their parents cannot afford. A $1.2 million federal grant has paid for students to attend 21st Century programs at Gunn, Druid Hills Academy, and West Charlotte High School over the past 4 years. The district has had some form of this program since 1994, but funding for it runs out this year. Testifying before a U.S. Senate Appropriations Committee this month, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos called the program ineffective and said it needs to be cut.
21st century programs are really reaching only less than half of the students for whom they're intended. And of the half the students that actually participate, there's very inconsistent participation on their part. So we were really trying to focus on education settings. You know, 21st century is before and after school, not really focused on the core mission and not as appropriate for funding from this department.
Critics of the program say it's not academically strong and basically babysits students. The most recent Education Department report on the program for 2015 found that nationally, nearly half of the students in the program showed some improvement in math and English. A Government Accountability Office report found that although some relevant research suggests the program is effective, no clear measurements are in place to evaluate one of the program's major goals, improving students' discipline and behavior. CMS does not have numbers for how their students in the program are faring, but Colette Jeffries, who oversees all of CMS's after-school programs, says
the outcomes that we see make a big difference in their lives. If the programs are cut, you're going to find a lot of students out on the street. The academics may drop. And I think you'd be able to find that out from teachers and the principals of the students that are in our program.
Jeffrey says the 21st Century program is set up like other after-school programs. The only difference is that 21st Century is free and helps parents who cannot afford the $25 to $65 that most cost per week. As for DeVos's assertion that the programs have low attendance, Centavia Bryant says that's not the case for Gunn. She oversees that school's 21st Century program.
I have 100% enrollment every time. Every day someone is calling me saying, is your program available? I have to turn some away because I don't have enough capacity of it.
Parent Brianna Weber-Lynn says she's glad she was able to get her sons into the Gunn program. She says it helped both with reading and math and also with problems they had with being bullied.
We have struggled with bullying with both of the children, and our after-school program has helped considerably with helping them understand bullying and how to speak out and speak up for themselves, identifying bullying behavior and why that happens.
Her son Jacob is helping with snack cleanup. He comes up to Bryant with a question.
Do you ever like powdered or chocolate donuts?
They're both my favorite, but I'll take powder.
4 years ago, Bryant says Jacob was an introvert and would never have approached her like this. He credits the program for the change.
I just get help here. It's an amazing thing.
What kind of help have you gotten?
I've been better socializing, and I've gotten better academically, and people are nice here.
CMS had planned to expand the 21st Century program next year to reach 200 students. They should get an indication next month whether the program will continue to exist when a Senate Appropriations Committee is expected to vote on the Education Department's budget. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Yeah.